Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Button-ups. It is Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. Got a great show planned for you today. We will be joined by the Dean, Bill Kerlick, and the Grand Poobah, Mark Porter, here in just a minute. But first, a message from our sponsors at Mando. Guys, you ever lift a little too hard or just forget to apply your daily deodorant and get hit by a truckload of BO from all directions? Does that 3-in-1 shampoo leave you needing a second shower just a few hours after the first? From the founders of Lumi, Mando Whole Body Deodorant is helping men conquer their odor in a new way. Formulated with mandelic acid, Mando has long-lasting 72-hour odor control that actually stops odor before it starts. Best part is, you can put Mando everywhere. Pits, packages, feet, skin folds, back, knees, everywhere. To top it off, Mando's cologne quality scents were created with men in mind. Pro tip, try their best-selling scent, Bourbon Leather. It's a game changer. There's never been a more masculine title than Bourbon Leather. Once you experience fresher underarms, a fresher package, and fresher feet, you'll never go back. Mando's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. Luckily, I have a discount code to help you get hooked on my favorite smelling whole body deodorant on the market. New customers get $5 off a starter pack with our exclusive code. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack. Use code BUCKNUTS at shopmando.com. shopmando.com, shopmando.com. It's time to smell better naked. Your partner will thank you. I got several partners here today. Look, we've moved them around a little bit. Mark's on top today. A lot of pressure. Bill, just what people want to hear about, more great wide receiver recruiting. Arguably the number one wide receiver in the class, Darcorian Moore out of Duncanville, Texas, a veritable treasure trove of talent, is scheduled to visit Ohio State. He is verbally committed to LSU, but it sounds like Team Sanchez is all over this. He was recently quoted as saying, Devin Sanchez is working him hard. He is a Texas native. Let us know about Darcorian Moore. Is this fool's gold? Do you believe he is really going to be considering Ohio State seriously? And he is scheduled to visit early next week.
I don't think it's fool's gold. I've said for about the last 2 weeks that when the smoke started coming out about Darcorian Moore and his interest in Ohio State while being committed to LSU, I looked into it a little bit, and I've been saying that smoke is real, that the interest is legitimate, and that somebody to keep in mind. Well, he's come out with his final four, so to speak, the schools that he would be moving forward with, even though he is committed to LSU, and lo and behold, Ohio State was on that list of four. And then lo and behold, he is going to visit Ohio State. That visit will come. I expect him to arrive in Columbus on Monday. That would be the 18th, and then visit Ohio State. As many of our Bucknuts members know, it is spring break week right now at Ohio State, but that ends on Monday. Classes start again, and Tuesday practice starts again, and that means visitors start again. So the next 3 weeks, they're going to be huge as far as spring practices. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch, especially the quarterback derby. And then recruiting really amps up starting on Tuesday with that spring practice. Then you've got the weekend, a lot of great visitors, the 23rd, 24th weekend. And then March 30th is Student Appreciation Day. That'll be an absolutely huge day for Ohio State recruiting. So going to ramp up, and it won't stop until the spring game on April 13th.
Team Sanchez has checked in, so we can go on with our day here. Mark, Dakorian Moore up on the video here. This looks like, shocker, another one of the Garrett Wilson mold, Chris Olave mold, add in guy here mold.
Yeah, you just saw him. He was even, and now he's leaving. Anytime you're even with someone, you want to see them pull away. The press coverage here, you're going to see the great release and get by the guy, and then look at the distance he puts on him in a short yardage there. He went 3-4 yards by him in less than 20 yards. That's called it's explosion. Yeah. So you're starting to check boxes as we're watching different plays here. Down near the goal line, 50-50 ball or fade. You see the hands. You see the leaping ability there. That looked like a pretty good vertical. You know, when I watch the huddle tapes, I've said this before, you know, I don't put these plays in any order. The huddle people or the kids do it. But this kid's picked out some really good plays for the first four plays of his film. The stop and explosion get going. Yeah, this is fitting that same mold. We're going to get fired for being the most unoriginal receiver evaluators because we just keep saying,
Hartline.
Hey, Garrett Wilson. Let's mix in Smith Najigba and some other guys. But, again, when he gets in the open field, there's the balance and the strength in the legs. We'll watch another deep ball here. But this gets repetitive. He had 18 touchdowns, so I'm sure we have 18 plays to watch before we just get to normal catches. Yeah, a little shake and bake in the open field. And then, yeah, the explosion with two guys already in full stride coming
at
you.
Where is he there? Where is he?
You can see why Bill could be excited about this player. And
CeeDee Lamb. Coming.
that had a little stride like CeeDee Lamb there, yeah.
It was also on the Cowboys' home field, so that helps. Yeah, he's impressive. One thing. Yeah.
We could watch him all day. He's one of those guys that's easy to talk about and it's easy to come up with descriptive terms for players that are great because as you're watching them, you see that sometimes I watch tape and I feel like I'm troubled to find verbiage to describe them.
Yeah, Bill, he's a pretty high-level prospect. And that he's committed to LSU, I mean, there's going to be a challenge here.
Not to mention two of the other four schools involved are Texas, home state school, and Oregon. That's not too bad either. So there's your four right there. And talk about wide receivers and all. That's a pretty good foursome that can between Texas and the wide receiver schools. That's a pretty good foursome there.
I wouldn't say those four schools are hurting on the 1st and the 15th, if you know what I'm saying. And Dakorian Moore comes from a place that they know football, so my guess is he's going to get, what do they say, paid? I think that the term is. He's going to be a very big NIL guy, and deservedly so.
You know, when you look at Ohio State, they are not being shy about hitting the state of Texas hard with wide receivers. I just had a story, had the news about a few days ago, a number of days ago, maybe a week, up to a week ago. Taz Williams is not the highest rated recruit, but he has scheduled an official visit now for Ohio State. He's going to be here this spring. In April, and he now has an official visit scheduled for May 31st to June 2nd to Ohio State. He's out of Red Oak, Texas. You've got, and I say he's not the highest, but he's still a four-star guy. we make light of, well, they aren't rated high enough, but he's rated pretty high. You got Caleb Lockett, who is rated really high. He's coming in here later this month for an unofficial visit. And as we talked about the Corey Moore, Iowa State's going after the best guys in Texas at wide receiver.
It is interesting. They've really seems like they've doubled down in Texas and Alabama. Not two places you would think outside influences could do well, but obviously they are in great shape. There's been some talk here. Mellow number seven was letting us know that Mrs. Sanchez was in favor of DeCorian. In fact, if you, I may have already mentioned this, but there's a quote, the first quote DeCorian has about Ohio State, the word is Devin, as in Devin is recruiting the heck out of me. So, and then you get this little backup there. So this is a level of player that obviously they are heavy after. And then let's just hit that while we do it. Jamie Fufa French or Jaime French out of Jacksonville Mandarin. Bill, at this point, I'd be surprised if they don't get him given all I've heard. Let's stick with top receiver here. I don't get the sense that the receivers even care anymore about being another guy in the class, at least the top guys. Do you believe that the pursuit of Moore has anything to do with French?
You know, I think you make a good point. Ohio State's looking for guys that want to compete at the highest level. Right. And those guys, you know, you take your Devin Sanchez's and your Naheem Offord's and your Jamie French's and DeCorian. They have total – they bet on themselves. They've got all the confidence that they can go anywhere in the country and play. It doesn't matter who's there, that they're good enough to do it. And that's happening at wide receiver. It's happening at cornerback. And, you know, French is another one of those guys. I did a feature on Saturday on Bucknuts. I think it was Saturday. My in or out for offense. And I had Jamie French as in right now. Now, I'm not saying I'm ready to necessarily crystal ball everybody in that article that I had into Ohio State. I'm not ready to crystal ball. But if things were to go down right now, I have them in the class, and French is one of those guys in the class. And a matter of fact, I had DeCorian Moore in there, not as in the class right now, but as someone I said on Saturday, the smoke is real. Keep a close eye on this guy. Eventually, he could move into the in category in this class.
Now, we need to play it straight here, as we've been accused of being homers in the last 24 hours, Dave and I were. Not even saying that's wrong, but when you look at the Ohio State roster, it really is something else. So we shall see, but it is important to mention that DeCorey Moore is committed to LSU. And we talk a lot about how Ohio State has a pipeline to the NFL at certain spots. Malik Nabers, LSU wide receiver, is going to get picked in the top six. Brian Thomas, the second receiver at LSU, is going to get picked in the top 25. The quarterback, Jaden Daniels, is going to go in the top 10. So that's not going to hurt LSU recruiting for DeCorian Moore. So we're going to need to navigate through that. Now, I will add, the top receiver picked in the draft is not coming from LSU. He's coming from the Ohio State University. So, yes, Ohio State is wide receiver U, but LSU does have a very strong argument. And LSU has always, and Bill, you can echo this, LSU has always done tremendous work in Texas and that area of Texas. They basically have owned Houston at times. So, very impressive. If one wanted to make a sizable donation to the foundation or 18-7, how would we go about doing so? Very simply, go to the collective's website right now and donate. They have a recurring donation program. It's not a problem. Good Lord, aggregators, do not clip that. So we will check it out. Yes, some positives for Hispanic football players. I have two that were my own. My kids are first generation American on the mom side. So Always like a little interest there. Okay. Yeah, LSU pretty much is number two for wide receivers right now. I think that's a fair statement. They're not number one, I can tell you that. All right, Bill. One guy I get a sense of at times that the term I use is pet cat. We use dead cat bounce on Monday, which is for basketball coaches or any coach when the head coach gets fired and the interim or replacement comes in and they play well for a few games. It's called the dead coach bounce based on the dead cat bounce. Your pet cat in the class of 2025 plays running back in the state of Ohio. I've already figured this out. He attends Cleveland Heights High School, I believe. He does not have a podcast that reaches trillions, and he is not dating Taylor Swift. So he's unlike some other Cleveland Heights grads that have become famous. But I can tell when Bill has a pet cat or a little crush on somebody, and it is Marquise Davis from Cleveland Heights. Bill has unprovoked brought him up several times. Tell me why you're so high on him, Bill, and you have a story about him recently. His statistics are eye-popping.
Yeah, you know who else has a pet crush on him is the esteemed Mrs. Porter.
There you go. That's another show we're going to do later for you pay-per-view people, though.
I think Mark can tell you about that. She happened to be at the same game that I was at where Marquise rushed for 330 yards, and I might be a yard or two off there. But I remember talking to I talked to her at that game that night, and then I talked to Mark a day or two later, and Mark said she came home and said, I think something along the lines, that might be one of the fastest guys I have ever seen.
Her favorite part of that game was in the first series when the Hudson crowd was chanting, overrated.
Yeah.
And she, right. when we see people, and they're all, everyone inevitably asks me, Mark, who's the best player you've seen? My wife will step in and said, I saw him. And she would tell the story of how the student section said overrated. And then I think the very next drive, he had a 95-yarder.
Yeah, next then, play almost.
Yeah. I mean, it was almost instantaneous. Stop chanting that. And then there was silence from the student section.
Yeah, that is a very accurate story. I remember that well. Her and I were thinking, I don't think you want to poke the bear here. They poke the bear.
Who's in the mix, Bill? Can you describe him a little bit to people? Are we talking about the next J.K. Dobbins, the next Trey Sermon, the next, you know, Travion Henderson?
Yeah, he's about 6 foot. Well, let me say he's 6 foot now, and entering the season, he was 190 pounds. He's also one of the top track guys in the state of Ohio, 60-meter dash. He's tremendous. But he's now, instead of 6 foot 190, he's 6 foot and closer to 210 now, and even faster. His track times from this year to last year, they've improved. So he's even faster. And as Mrs. Porter and I said, he's about as fast as we saw last year. On the, you know, he's just now he's going to be breaking tackles even more because he weighs 100 and from 190 to 210. As far as his recruitment, you know, the old saying is follow the visits. And if you follow his visits, you know, you follow a lot of Ohio State visits. He visited Ohio State a bunch of times for games over the last 2 years, and he'll be back again this year, I would think, unless he would commit to another school before then, which I don't expect to happen. But he's going to take his official visits. He's being very diligent about his recruitment. He's going to take his official visits. He's going to check these schools out. He wants to make sure that the school he goes to emphasizes the running game too and bring in Chip Kelly there, because I think that's going to help Ohio State with Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly likes to run the ball, and I think that's going to help with Marquise Davis.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's interesting. They're focused on several running backs in Ohio after a cycle in which they didn't get arguably their top running back in Ohio. I wonder how Jordan Marshall is feeling right now. I almost feel bad for the dude. The Michigan he committed to, or the school up north he committed to, is not the school up north he'll be landing at. Let's take a break and talk about another sponsor. We're getting a little more advantageous here. Patrick Murphy sponsored Joy Mode. I think I speak for most men when I say we want to have better sex, and for the sake of our partner, we may need to have better sex. The issue, gentlemen, is that over-the-counter pills contain unregulated chemicals, suggest unsafe doses, and include the risk of several other health problems. That's why we partnered with our friends over at Joy Mode. Whether you're looking to spice up your intimate moments or increase your confidence in the bedroom, Joy Mode makes all natural and science-backed supplements dedicated to helping men perform better across their core functions. They're a trademark product. The Sexual Performance Booster is every man's solution for increased blood flow and performance. It's like a pre-workout, but for sex. It comes with a palm-sized packet. All ingredients have been assessed in peer-reviewed journals. All ingredients have been studied and researched in humans. Redefine your intimacy and go to usejoymode.com for 20% off with the code BUCKNUTS. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at usejoymode.com. Ingredients with integrity, Joy Mode. So we got you smelling good and lasting long. If you can't pull it off after these products, you probably need to seek assistance elsewhere. All right. We are legally obligated on every single show, Mark, to talk about Cedric Works. Defensive end, fine prospect out of Northmont, low about 15 minutes from where I'm sitting. Do you think he gets an offer? We've gone over that. I think it's pretty clear right now he's going to have to probably camp or do something to get an offer. Am I wrong?
You are not wrong, and I think that's a pretty accurate way. It's not out of the question. The board could get to him before camp season, and they may make something happen. But he's that outside linebacker, defensive end. Is he going to be a defensive end? Is he going to be an outside linebacker? You could maybe throw that question out there if you're being very critical of him. I've said you take as many 6'5", 240-pound kids as you can, and you sort it out on campus, and then you deal with the results there. He fits that boat. Him being an Ohio kid, he has a lean. Maybe this turns out like the Riverside kid that transferred from Villa Angela St. Joe's, Dominique Kirks, where we waited and waited, and he had a bunch of other offers, and Ohio people were rooting for him, and we were all, no, he won't. Yes, he will. No, he won't. And at the end of the day, it happened. You know, so I would say he's in a similar boat like that, the wait and see and, you know, earn the offer. But, you know, he is not lacking for offers right now. And same with Nathan Bernard. He's a little young. He's a quarterback that is about 6'5". And, boy, I don't want to give the wrong weight for him off the top of my head, but I'd say he's 230 or more. I mean, he's a big, big, strong kid. The appealing thing about him is when he turns and lets it loose and throws a ball, he'll throw it through a battleship. He's pretty fleet of foot. When he takes off running, he can run really well. I actually questioned his head coach, would he ever consider tight end? And that question's been pushed because he's been working very hard with quarterback trainers and getting ready to try to be a big-time college quarterback. So I don't know if he's an Ohio State quarterback yet. That national board in his class is really strong, but he brings a lot to the table, and he's another kid you could root for, but a height, weight, speed prospect in addition to being a quarterback prospect.
Well, we just brought him up, so I figured this question was going to come up. Mark and or Bill, either one, you can take this. If Jordan Marshall was to about face, is the running room too crowded at this point? Obviously, Jordan was a tremendous back out of Cincy Moeller. Is that right? I sometimes get all those Cincy schools blend together in my head at some point, St. X and stuff. But he is verbally committed to Michigan, which was relatively surprising at the time. I'm always surprised when someone chooses to head out of the state. It does happen more often with some of the Catholic school kids, and then it does happen more often in the state of Cincinnati, I think some people call it. If Jordan Marshall said today he wanted to be a Buckeye, Bill, do you think that would happen?
Well, I think he's good enough to play at Ohio State. They offered him a scholarship early. They saw him at camp, and I think he's good enough. I like Jordan Marshall a lot. I think he's a really talented kid. Now, would he be able to come in and start or play a lot right away? I don't think so, because you've got Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins, two proven. You know, you can make a case for they're not only proven, they're as good as it gets. Yeah. I mean, there is nobody in the country, in my opinion, that has a duo like that. So I don't care if you're talking about Jordan Marshall or whoever from the high school ranks, you're not going to step in and walk in and be in front of those two guys.
Good Lord, no. I mean, I watched the combine. I can make a pretty strong argument that if Judkins and Henderson were at the combine, now running back has been devalued as a position, though Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs, I think, were outliers. I even thought that Gibbs was so impressive this season on a playoff team that might cause some guys to move up the board. It does not look that way. So, man, you got to be something else to get drafted in the first round. To be drafted in the first round as a running back, you almost have to be interplanetary. Even the second round's tough. Most of the guys going to go in the third round this year. So not the easiest way to get a gig, and likely part of the reason that Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins were at Ohio State and maybe will stay a little bit longer than usual, which is good.
We have that punter
film. I got it. I'm getting into it. We talked about this the other day, or Dave and I talked about it yesterday. Ohio State, just to kind of rub it in everyone's face, took a punter bigger than everyone else's recruits too. We thought, hey, quarterback, deep, wide receiver, getting boring. Let's get a punter bigger than everyone else's defensive line recruits. And they were able to do so. Let's make him Australian, and let's make him a guy who can punt the ball out of a stadium.
Yeah, this is one of those clips.
What is that?
Yeah, this is a clip that's gone viral. What? Where he literally punts it out of the stadium. They talk about it being a 90-yard punt to do that. I don't think they were considering hang time or anything with this, but that's a really cool video if you're a punter. There's punting highlights in there, and I don't want to digress and not talk about punters because they deserve the love too. I was actually roommates with an NFL punter, so I've been up close and personal. I was a long snapper. Ken Walter was a punter for the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl, and he was also their holder. You'll see a picture of Adam Vinatieri kicking a game winner, and he's holding the Vinatieri above his shoulders. And I think he was the highest paid punter for a point in time in the NFL. I think he made over $1 million a year. And I was his long snapper. So I've been you know, I know what punters look like. I know what that thud sounds like. And if 6'7" is your punter, if you know anything about golf and you've seen a tall guy hit a driver, it's not fair. The extra centrifugal force, the extra whip they get, there may be a 90-yard punt in Ohio State's future if this guy connects. I mean, he's got a leg and a thump that's unusual. Let's see. Let's see what this looks like. I mean, can you think of a punter who's over 6'4", let alone in the 6'5", 6'7"? I mean, I know there's a couple
NFL. How tall is Reggie Roby?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a guy, and I'm not thinking of the punter's name. Shame on me for not knowing all the punters. But, yeah, that's an unusual sight to see him that long.
Speaking and 255.
Punters, yeah, but speaking of punters real quick, where I can think of this, Cameron Johnston, his NFL career will go on. He signed with somebody yesterday. I want to say the Steelers. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah.
I also look forward to a punt returner breaking free and thinking he's going to juke the kicker one time, and then his head's going to come off his body because his former rugby player is going to decapitate him. I definitely look forward to that. That's going to be awesome.
He could move the left tackle if we needed to.
Hey, that looks he really does look like a tight end prospect.
Yeah.
I mean, really the athletic 6'7" guy who can run a little bit.
Okay, we have Steelers. He's from Australia, and the first time I talked to him on the phone, actually, you know, not texting, but actually talking, he is an Aussie. Oh, there's no doubt about it.
I told you guys, my best friend from high school married an Aussie, actually lives in Australia, and they are an interesting lot. They like to get after it now. Let me tell you something. Don't mess with an Aussie either.
So if you want to dive into a few more clips, here's a few more clips of him. And this is more his workout, I think, with his trainers and stuff like that. So you can kind of get an idea of, you know, what his hang times are. But when you're pushing 5-second hang times and stuff like that, it's really on the elite end of punting out there.
All right, Bill, I want to ask one question. I'm going to find it. What is the latest? This comes from Chad Stryker on the linebacker Saka from Philly.
Well, he's got an Ohio State scholarship offer, and he's had one for quite some time. He is from St. Joseph's. That, of course, is Common Core School.
And who else is?
Marvin Harrison, I think, might be from that school,
Let's
too.
Make sure we get the right alumni pick for That's the show, true. Bill.
He's going to visit Ohio State. He's been to Ohio State before, so this won't be his first time, but he will be getting out to Ohio State again this spring. And Ohio State is really – if you go down the list of linebackers that they have a shot at, mm-hmm. it's a pretty impressive list. James Laurinaitis did a really good job of traveling the country in January – December, seeing those guys, even though he wasn't a full-time coach then. He went out on the road, did a good job, and many of those linebackers are either going to come in this spring for visits now or revisits in some cases, or they're going to make an official visit to Ohio State in June or both. So they're not looking to go out and get four or five linebackers in this class. They got a good start with Eli Lee. If they can get a couple more of the guys that they've got at the top of their board, they're gonna be in great shape.
There was a Saka that played quarterback at Penn State that was from New Jersey. I wonder if they're related. We shall see. All right, last question, Bill, and this is just me. Well, wait a minute. And we'll do it to 2027 later on.
We got a little time on that.
Question for you. Just as I sensed your pet-cattedness for Mr. Heights running back, I get a sense that you're not psyched with offensive line recruiting, Bill. Bring us up to speed, because we were mentioning a lot of dudes here. We have not really mentioned, besides the in-state guys, you know, your elite offensive linemen. Where are they in a general sense in offensive line recruiting? Because it's the one spot on the team currently with the current roster that I think needs a little juice. And it does seem in recruiting they could use a little juice.
Yeah, they got a great start, obviously, with Carter Lowe. You're not going to start off too much better than that. The concern that becomes, though, then that the guys that are at the top of the board for the most part, after Carter Lowe, or with him to some extent, I wouldn't say that I'd put any of them in the class right now. If I was, you know, and I didn't when I did my in out feature over the weekend, I didn't have any of them in the class right now. That's not to say that none of them will be, but right now I wouldn't put them in. Micah DeBose, he's one of the guys that I'd have as an Iowa State having the best chance at, but that's going to be a fight. LSU, yeah. Auburn.
There's been crystal ball action to LSU recently.
Yeah, and Auburn, Alabama, it's going to be a fight. The one thing that Ohio State's got going for him is his Ohio background. He's got family in Cleveland. He's born and raised in Cleveland. But will that be enough to get him out of the South and up to Ohio State? They're going to have to hit it out of the park on the official visit, and he does have an official visit scheduled to Ohio State in June, so that's good. Avery, Gatch, going to be tough to get him away from the Michigan schools. He's a Michigan State legacy. Michigan's put a push for him. That's going to be tough. And if you go down the board, it was David Sanders. That's going to be another tough one.
Yeah.
If they can get one, at least one of those top guys, then I think they'll be okay. There's a misconception out there, I think, that Ohio State is going to get five or six offensive linemen in this class. I don't see that happening. Unless they have an exodus of guys, there's not room for six offensive linemen in this class. They've already got enough guys on scholarship. They need to get a few top-level guys that can come in and be impact guys is what they need.
There's no question, and just like we will look to this spring, it may be a thing where offensive line, they've got to do work in the portal. Obviously, if you don't get it, if you do not get it done on the recruiting trail, there's now a giant, enormous, gold-weaved safety net for you to go work with, and that's called the transfer portal. All right, appreciate these guys stopping by. I'm trying to think. Now, here's something important to remember. Our football players, our current ones, are on spring break. So no news is good news. I have a child on spring break as well, and I'm not sleeping as well. No news, good news. Go Bucks. Have a good one, Bucks.
Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.